Good morning, folks. It's related that the Chiddush Arim was in Varsha after Shavuos, and he met the Sabbat Kaddisha of Radzimin, and the Sabbat Kaddisha looked not well, and he asked him about it, and he said, every year, when you start reading Parshas Ba'lo Yischo, the numerous Averis of the Dor HaMidbar, Severtim is good, he can't be soivelit. Such a lofty, exalted generation seemed to have fallen to such depths. In fact, in our generation, Rabbi Yidl of Jikov always used to cry about the Averis of Parshas, the Peronius of Parshas Ba'lo Yischo. And the Chedusharim told him, on the contrary, Halavai, we should be able to perform mitzvahs with the same lofty kavana that the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Deya were over their so-called Averis. From their Averis became a Torah, from which we learned for all of eternity. But who knows where our mitzvahs are headed? And when the Radzimina heard this, he's molei simcha. When the emes is, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, that there never was and there never will be such a lofty generation like the Dor HaMidbar. And the Eibishter enjoys listening to the praises of this generation. And the Medrash says of Yikar Rabbah, the Eibishter judged all the generations ever in history and found no generation worthy of accepting the Torah any other than the Dor HaMidbar. It was a generation that's born in Pirkei Dabelezer, who were comparable to angels, who never had tumma coming from them, who their bodies, after they passed away, remained whole, wouldn't shalit them, rima v'sileya. And when the Eibishter will mechayim mesim, they will be the first generation to arise. Be'emes, the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Shemayin HaProkim, Perek Dalet, writes that not only would they have the most exalted Giluyim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Ras HaShivchal Hayom, and later at Har Sinai, the Eibishter ripped apart the seven heavens, and Atar Yisladas, Ki Hashem Olikim, and Eibul Vandoy. But all 40 years in the wilderness, even the simplest of wives, had a gather of Nevi'is. And to be a Novi, the Rambam tells us, in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, would have to have the loftiest madregas of Chachma, of Gvura over one's temptations. One has to reach the level of like a malach, as it says by Shol, Vistabiso, Vinepachtel ish acher. You're transformed into a totally different person. And this is the Madrega Yidden had in the wilderness 40 years. Everyone was considered to be a Novi. And the fact that they had Asorin Nisyonis and failed, the Kuzri writes, on the contrary, using the expression of Agodl, Misha Chotov Mutzporim. A great person is someone who you can enumerate his Averis. 40 whole years, they did 10 things wrong. Halavai, we shouldn't do any more than 10 things wrong a day or an hour. So Oibazoi, one appreciates that all the Averis of the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Deya, have to be taken, that they were Averis B'dakus, Shem B'dakus. As the Bistuk Isaac Sher of Slabotka writes, it's not just saying this B'derach Efsher, but there's no other way to learn. And one has to understand, therefore, in this week's parasha, we find the chait that the Asafsuf were Isavu Taiva, they had a desire. They seemed to be moyus in the mon, they wanted to eat meat. And it doesn't seem to make much sense that a generation who stood at the foot of Har Sinai wanted a shtickle steak, a shawarma, a burger. What does it mean? Moreover, who is this Asafsuf? Who are these people who is Avu Taivu and this desire for Basar? So Rashi brings from Sifrei, it was the Erev Rav. They were joined Klal Yisrael, who were in a very lowly Madrega. In fact, in Sforim it's brought in Medrash that they were the only part of the people who, even if they imbibed the mon, all the qualities of the mon had no effect upon them. They weren't toyim all the time in the mon, etc., etc. Yet, elsewhere in Medrash and Rashi in Tehillim. Who is the Asafsuf? This refers to the Sanhedrin, the greatest, the loftiest of the Kedushim Utahirim, who Dafka wanted this Avutav, which one has to understand, but Asafsuf. Nochapella, you see that it wasn't Staman Aveira. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, in his Sefer HaGimatrios, likewise in the Pirush HaDarskenim of the Bali Tosfos Al HaTorah say, the Pasuk says, David, I'll give you food. That one, not two, not five, not 10, not 20 days, but an entire month. If you count up the days enumerated, it's a sechakel of 68 days, which correspond to the 68 days in the calendar year that a yid is mechuyev to eat meat. Now, in those days that he eats meat, says the Bali Tosfos, he has no spiritual defect in him. Is the charaya this taiva to eat meat created a situation that yidden are able to eat basal l'shem mitzvah and to be elevated thereby? So it's obviously something very special in the fact that they wanted basal. We're over a pliat suma. I only discovered it this year. The meshiloyach from the holy Ishbitzer brings, without bringing a mocker in Chazal, that when it says that a basar idenu ben chineyem, and the Eibishter came, Vayach Hashem Ba'om Makar Rabba Me'uid. They were severely punished. What was the severe punishment? It brings to the Gemara in Brachos, a similar expression, Vayomos, when it says there that the Eibishter told the Malach HaMashkes Ba'am Rav, that the Eibishter said, I have a lot of debts to collect from Kol Yisrael, the Pesukim Shmuel Beis. And at that moment, Meis Avishai Ben Surya, who was Choshev Keneged Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. So here in this pasuk, Akba Kivras Ataiva, when it says that they were punished, Makar Rabba Me'uit, a lofty, great, exalted Jew was the Stalnik from Kal Yisrael, says the Meshilech, who was this? Nachshin Ben Aminot. And his great Talmud, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, brings in Pri Tzadik, that he heard this vort, he heard from someone who is Nizgaloloi Besoid Hashem Liyareyev, without seemingly a mocker in Chazal, but Hashem reveals the secrets to Tzadikim. That was the passing Kibbutz HaTaiva of Nachshon Ben Aminon. And interestingly enough, in Seder Elam Rabban Perek Yud Beis, it says that Nachshon passed away in the second year after the Exodus. And the Agos Hagro, the Gro of the Vilna Gaon, also says, where did Nachshon ben Aminon pass away? Also by the story of the Asafsuf, this Avutaiva, in this episode. Even though, by the way, there's a whole shakel of Itaria in it, and I have no time to elaborate. If you want to research it yourself, look in the Megillat Chadashim, this week's Parsha. But there are numerous sources, actually, which seem to back up the Ishbitzer and the Vilna Gaon. And one has to understand, what is the connection, the fact that the Jews suddenly, they desired, they coveted flesh, they wanted meat, and therefore that becomes the istalkus of Nachshon ben Aminon. And perhaps to understand this mystery, one has to understand, what is the essence, what is the Mehusamon? The Zohar HaKodesh teaches on the Pasuk, Ve'enei ke'ena b'delech, that if you imbibed and internalized the mon, your eyes were open to the deepest, most profound, cosmic, celestial secrets of the Kitzei HaKovid. And they tapped in by eating the man into the Tal Tchiyah, through which the Eibishter will be Mechayim Meisim, which is the Hano, the spiritual pleasure of Tzadikim in the higher realms. And as the Baal HaTurim says, L'man Hoydiachot says by the man, that Das, knowledge of Kedusha, came to Klal Yisrael by eating the mon, and therefore it's called Oimer Lagil Goyles, as our Mendelunder says. It's something intellectual, something that deals with the Moyach, and as the Shem Yishmul says, therefore in Dvorim it says, Ben Teufelu Ven Lovon, says Rashi, they were Teufel on the mon, they complained about the mon, because the mon was Lovon, was white. The Chorish tells the Shaila, why is there a bigger complaint because the mud was white? The Mainaf Kamina, if it would be purple, if it would be green. So the Shem Yishmul explains that when you eat a food, normally it goes down to the kovet, the liver, which is compared like the industrial chemical complex of the body. The parts which are unusable, the body rejects. From the kove, the good parts, it goes to the lev, and from there to the moyach. The liver has to do with the blood, etc., etc. And the good parts are used to keep body and soul together. And we know the moyach, the brain, is white. The leaven, the kovid, are red. Why was the man referred to as lavan? Because it was intellectual food. It was food that gave you deeper insight into matters of spirituality. It's what the Gemara says in one of the seven heavens called Shchokim, where the Eibishter grinds man, the tzaddikim l'asad lavay, which will be the izgalus of the l'asad lavay, the lachsis b'nei Hashem, l'vaker b'nei choloi. And both Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechari and Parshas B'Shalach tell us, when were Yidin Zeuche to the man? After Kriyas Yamsuf. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that Ra'as HaShikha L'yom, after this is galus of a likus at the yam, then Yidden were able to tap in to the mon, which the Gemara Numa says like the zivash chinush in his gashm. It's something of incredible kiddush. And as famously remember, the Rimdiver says it was called mon because Jews initially didn't know manhu. So the question, just because initially they didn't understand its identity, therefore for eternity it's called mon. Remember, the Lindner says that a yid by eating the mon was so nizdachich, was so purified and so limnified and hallowed, that if I was speaking to you yesterday and today in the morning you ate the mon, I wouldn't recognize you. You reached a totally new spiritual plane. And imagine therefore eating the mon day after day, week after week, each time you had a radical personal transformation, they reached Givaldige Madrigas. In fact, the Sfinker Rebbe, the Rebbe Yosef, says in his Akdoma, Meir Digavort, by Mitzrayim, it says, V'layuchlu l'hisma hameya, that to leave Egypt in great haste, they couldn't tarry. And he explains there are two, in the Shulchan Aruch we rule, by Shachris, before you daven, a Jew is mizboinen, has to meditate and contemplate about Gadlus HaBoira and Shiflus HaAdam. The greatness of the Eibishter and the lowliness of men, both of whom, Gadlus HaBoira and Shiflus HaAdam, is connected to the word Ma. Hashem Adenu Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol HaOretz, followed by Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu. In Mitzrayim, being the Jews were Erim Ve'eria, Lo Yuchul Hisma Meya. They couldn't think and meditate into Gadlus HaBoira nor in Shiflus HaAdam. Ma is 45. 2 times Ma is 90, which is Gimatria Mon. And the fact that Mon is Gimatria 90 means Malbin Avin Yisraelim Shal Yisrael, and it created a generation of Kulam Tzaddiki. Furthermore, there's a beautiful pshat which is said in the name, which is the Teres Chaim from Chaim Kosover, the father of the Vizhnitzer dynasty. Others say it in the name of the Mittel of Belzer Rebbe. That we, it said the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that kol ha'oina omen b'chol koichoi, if you answer omen with all of your strength, both physically and spiritually, intellectually, even if chas v'shalom, rachmanu l'shalom, there's a gzar din, it's ripped up, it's destroyed. Why omen? So he says there are three taivas that a person has. Three major temptations. There's taivas achila, Taivas Amomin, and Taivas Noshim. When a person has Givaldige Emuna, and he's Oina Omein Yehei Shmei Rabba B'kol Choyche, that is Mevatel, the Omein, the three Taivas of Achila, Momin, and Noshim. And therefore, it's obvious that by eating the Mon, first of all, there's obviously with no Taivas Achila, because it was B'nasheinu Kotza B'lechem Akloik. There was no physical, material enjoyment and pleasure. You also understand readily why afterwards you had no taivas hamomim. The Eibishter taking care of mom is mamish the example of having a muna and bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, le nitna teira la'ochle hamon, as the story with Yirmiyahu HaNovi taking the sentence hamon. That is the example of not running after money nor doing what the Eibishter wants. And obviously, Taivas Noshim, which is the reason why afterwards they were crying, Al Pesach Aleihem from Iski Arayis. In other words, Klal Yisrael at this time, as we'll discuss, became mushlul from all kinds of type of physicality. Nervos, the Pasuk says that the Asafsu his Avu Taiva, the famous Prat, starting from, everyone says this, starting from the Al Shech HaKodesh, Daldus, Svesemes, but all the Svorim, they didn't have Taivas, but they had a, his Avu Taiva means they had a desire to have a desire. A desire which they didn't have at the moment. Why is that? It's the man, first of all, you didn't see. You could have anything in you, any food in the world known to mankind, you could have it in your mind, and that's what you tasted. But as long as you don't see it, you're not really a blind person, doesn't become satiated, the Gemara says. And you didn't have a taiva for it. It's like Rosh Hashiva once said, when you go to a fancy chasana, you go to a fancy five-star restaurant, they give you first a menu. Why? Because by knowing what's coming future, the courses in the meal, in this banquet, that itself arouses taiva. And actually, the Panim Yofa says, I'm already going, they said, Zacharnu is adogash and achalnu b'mitzrayim. We remember the fish. What does fish got to do with anything? Says the Panim Yofa, in the olden days, even today by fancy weddings, before you actually indulge in the seven-course banquet, they give you paparos. The waiter comes with a little shmetlach, and that's megar the taiva. That arouses the gastric juices. You should have a greater geshmak later in the meal. So they used to have dogim kitanim before the meal to evoke, to arouse the appetite. And they didn't have this. And they were, and the chura, they should have been very happy. The famous story, I think, was the B'chayim, the B'chayim, the B'chayim, a friar person came in and he was eating. And he said, Rebbe, the teva, bon appetit. And he looked at him. He said, my whole life I've been trying to eat not l'shem taiva. It's the wrong, you don't wish another from Jew. You don't wish a Jew the teva, wish him sagt gesund, but not the teva. And here, suddenly, the Jew, this generation is avu taiva. The Asafs were a bunch of lowlifes or half-baked geirim. They weren't really geirim, whatever. They wanted to have taivas. But what about all Kal Yisrael who were incredible madregas of holiness? Say this for him, Akbeshah. We have a rule that Nachum Shnabel brings in Marinayim, when a person sees the chesroinus of another person, the chesaron of the zulah is like a mirror, telling him of a chesaron in his own avodas Hashem. Al derech the Gemara says, kol hanegoyim odom royachut is minigei atzmo. And therefore, the well-known story that the Baal Shem Tov once saw someone be Mechal Shabbos, Rahman al-Islam, and he made a Cheshbon HaNefesh. And he, why should he see this terrible act? And he realized that he heard someone be Mevazah, Talmud Chacham. And the Zohar said that Talmud Chacham was Chinuch Shabbos, that he was Mecha. And therefore, to rectify his own Avera B'dakos, he had to see the Chil Shabbos, the Grub Avera, course Avera of another person. So here too, in the Der HaMidbar, were holy lofty Jews. When they saw the Asaftzuf had a taiva to have a taiva, a desire to have a desire, then they also had, they thought, what is the lesson of Avodas Hashem? Why should they see this? Because we also need to have a desire to have a desire. Why was that? So Nakdom and Sheif Shmaitz and many Sforim say, remember by Matan Torah, it says the Jews accepted with boundless love, Nasav and Nishma, and yet Kofalei and Harkigigis. The Eibishter coerced, because the Eibishter wanted that Klal Yisrael should have a din of Anusa, Liuchel Lashalchel Kol Yomo, that were permanently, inextricably bound to the Eibishter. You're forced into Torah Mitzvahs. And Klal Yisrael were not happy, and they reckoned it's surely more laudable, more valuable, if a Yid is not forced and coerced into a relationship, but it's a relationship which you yourself work and develop. And therefore, likewise here, they thought it's more laudable to be a gibur, koivish is yitzri, to have a taiva to velt, and nevertheless to eat l'shem shemayim, not to give it, not because of your taivas. So his avutayv were over when a person eats mon. So though it helps you, it's a chesed to you, and it elevates you to lofty madrigas, but you haven't engaged in sanctifying, in subliminating the world around you. Therefore, as the Mei Sosker famously says, many say, there was actually no bracha recited on the mon, because we make a bracha before we eat the Birchas Hanenin to remind us there's an Eibush in the world, and by eating L'shem Shemayim, you're able to be Maila, to elevate the Nitzutzes, the sparks of Kedusha, which are on the in the food. But the mon was cool, pure, pristine, hoyle ruchnis, and therefore a bracha was not needed. So the whole avoida of elevating, of refining melt, was absent in the mon, elevated the person. That's the difference, by the way, between Zera God and Zacharno is Hadon, Gemuel Dalim. Who's being Goymel Chesed with whom? The mon is being Goymel Chesed with Klal Yisrael, elevating them. But you don't have the avoida of them doing the Chesed to the world. And therefore, when they heard the tarumas of the Erev Ram, they thought there must be a lesson for them, that they all should have tarumas, that they should have avoida b'keach atzmoi, and avoida b'yura oilam, of elevating the world around Norvos. This, by the way, if you think about it deeply, is mamish, the same avir of all the Marishan in Gan Eden before his downfall. He has no internalized Yetzahara. All his needs are taken care of by Malochim. He's a mamish vatachzoreyu ma'at melikim. But Avoida in Gan Eden, and this gilded golden Gan Eden, is not really the not great nisyonis in this matzav. Everything is taken care of. Adam volitionally chose to be expelled from Gan Eden to go into a long, bitter galus, which we're hoping with Mashiach to go back into this Gan Eden. For the loftiest of reasons, he wanted a chapter sharanun of Kedusha, whatever he wanted, avoidus, atzmoi, etc., etc. But the lesson is that a person should never have blind trust in his own abilities. The pasuk says, Loila chachomim lechem. Says the Kotzker, why can't the wise man have food and be given blessings? Pshat is a person who's a chacham be'enov, who thinks I could do it with his own steam, with his own wisdom, with his MBA from Harvard, right? And therefore he thinks, I'll do a DIY job. I don't need the Eibishter mixing into my equation. He will certainly fail. A dafka, a person who realizes that man is fragile, man is feeble, and leislein migar meklum, knows that Elmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozroi, if not for the Eibishter Siyata Deshmaya, you would never be able to overcome the Yetzara. And therefore he's scared of leaving this Gan Eden or leaving the Matzav of Mon, Lechem Abirim Achu Ish, and to go into the world of being involved with food, Gashmiyistik of food, etc., etc. Actually, the Baruch Shemesh brings for Baruch Neshchazer that there were great Bali Truv, and yet afterward they were chazal l'suram because they were not nizir kedushas achiv. It's a dangerous path. Let's return to our starting point. The Rabban Rabbi Bechari said, when were Yidin zeicha to eat the mon? Dafka after Kriyas Yamsuf. Who was the one who actually is Mesiras Nefesh caused the sea to split when the water was up to his nose? That was Nachshon ben Aminodov. Nachshon is the letters of Nochash Vavnun. Vavnun, as Radak famously tells us, is Maktim. The avoida of Nachshon is to fight against Zel Umazer, the Nochash. And the Nochash tries to seduce man with the loftiest spiritual reasons why not to carry out the letter of the law. And Nachshon says, you just do what you got to do, up to your nose in water, Mizir Nevesh, don't make cheshbins. In fact, there's a fascinating Hiroah, Rav Shor brings in Sefer Alekach Valiv, in Pirkei Avos we say, Yehudim Teima says, Havei Oskan Nomer, Rotskan Tzvi, Gibur Kari. And he quotes Rav Chanan Vassaman Hashem Yikam Domov. He says, when God, when the Eibishter said to create man, he said, Na'asa, plural, let us make man. Who is the us? All of the Bria, all of the animals of the wild gave their portion into the creation of the composite character of man. So a man has the venom of a snake and the ritzicha of the chayis darfus, etc., etc., etc. You're able to subliminate the animal within, then you come to Oskar Nomer, Raska Svi, Gibor Kari. If not, then all the animals, each one is schlepping a person to a different place. And that's Pratt Pulsuk, Alikim, also Sa'odam, Yosher, right? It's in the singular. The person is Yosher, Yosher stands for Yeheshmi Rabbo, his Kavanas to be Gerim Nachasroth, the Bashefer, everything is straight. When you don't subliminate the animal within, the hema, the components, the composite of man, suddenly schleps you into all of these different chashubins. And he says a moire dikavort, based on a chum soifer. I've often discussed mantzapach, the five final letters of the aleph beis, which correspond to dinim. And if in the mantzapach letters, you start with a chaf, which is 500, it's a mem is 600, a nun, right? A pay is 800. Oy bazoy, afsaf suf will be gematria 1001. What is this? What is the remedy, the antidote to the asaf suf, this ingathering of the chesbonos rabbis of these different animals within a person? The answer is 1001, which is gematria yirshamayim. And when you do something, say for example, like a rule in gematrias, when you only have the midas hadin, the parish din of a mantzapach, you only reckon 500, 600, 700, until a final tadi is 900. When a person is mamtik to gevuras, overcomes the gevura, then you count both the cheshbin poshut and the cheshbin, the mantzapach, the final cheshbin. So a pay, a final pay, will be 800 plus 80. Asaf Suf will now be gematria, not 1001, but 1081, which is gematria Tiferes. The idea of Tiferes is that just like the Tiferes Lemina Odom, that a person is able, with all the disparate parts of within him, his components, to be able to serve the Abish Turk Yadua, the famous Vortam, Rabbi Yitzchak, and Sarah Sasha, Bardichev, that is Pshat Tiferes. A king has a bird that talks, parakeet, whatever it's called. And he shows it off, even though there's people sitting, chirping, and tweet all the time. But it's no chiddush that a person sits and blabbers. An animal, a bird that recites the Gettysburg Address, that's a chiddush. The tiferes lo'ev of the Ebrister is not from malachim, it's tafka from man. That a man has all these animals within him and nevertheless is able to overcome. And Kipshuta Asaf Suf is Gimatria 281, which is Afer. Afer means you're totally bottled, you've vattled the part, Berish Dinam, etc., etc. How does this come? When a person stops looking at the Cheshbonos Rabbis. When a person with the Yetzer is a genius, and he has all of these Cheshbonos. But a person has to know, and this is the bottom line, Elik, the Eibishter made a Adam Yosha. As I always say in the name of, I think the Rapshitz said, the ziz, the geschmack, the lichtig is the welt. How beautiful, how sweet, how pleasurable is the world for those people was lignish near, we're not into it, just live a straight, nice, upright life, and the world is so geschmack and pleasurable. The bitter, the finster, how ugly, how dark, how painful is the world for those who pursue it. In other words, when sometimes the Etahara comes with all kinds of Kushbainas, a person has to know Alikim, Alsas, Odom Yosha. Don't follow the Pituy Etaharas, even if it comes out Lashim Shemayim, a person has to go straight in what they. And I thought perhaps Lathiza can understand, just to finish off, two Gimatrias. Baloyscho is Gimatria. The Mashkiach says, Vishavu Bonim Ligvulam, we return to our borders. Parshas. What's the message? Remember, we discussed many times at the loftiest moment in the history of mankind, the Eibishter says to Moshe, go down off the mountaintop, off the summit, and remind the Jews about the mitzvah of Hagbolah. Don't try to journey up the summit of the mountain. Stay where you are. respect parameters, respect boundaries. As Rashi says in Parshas Korach, there are boundaries that Eibishter was created in the Bria. Respect those boundaries. Respect every siman and sifkot in Shulchan Aruch. When Vishavu Balayischa teaches us in this story, amongst others, that the Vishavu Bonam Ligvulam, we return to the borders that the Eibishter instilled in this world. And that becomes Tivne Chuymus Yushalayim, which the Navi says, Bismanagolas, the Chuymus Yushalayim, Asher Eim Krutzim, which are open. When a person respects the borders and the siyogim of Chazal, of Shulchan Aruch, then we're zoichatakad in the Shavu Banam Legvulam, and we tap in to the Kedusha of this week's Parsha, and we tap into the Mon, and we should be zoichatakad lachsis b'noyam Hashem levakar b'choloi, to once again be able to imbibe the Mon, the Bias Gael Tzedek, from Erev Yamein.